Hey everyone, welcome back to the 20-something girl podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Robinson, and I'm so happy you're here. Welcome back, you guys, to another episode. I am so excited to get into things today. As you can tell by the title, we are talking about the panic of our 20s. And I feel like a lot to say about this topic, and I feel like it's a very relatable thing that we're all silently feeling and maybe dealing with, and I'm here to talk about it today. But first things first, I want to start with what brought this on. If you don't know, if you're not following the podcast on Instagram or anything, you might have missed that I turned 25 last week. Crazy. Quarter life crisis. I don't want to call it that, but we hit the quarter life milestone and I'm so excited, you guys. It was such a great weekend. This year happened to be my champagne birthday, so I turned 25 on the 25th. So, you know, I just drank champagne all weekend long with all my friends and family, and it was really special. It was a great way to, you know, start this new chapter and yeah. But the fact that I turned 25 is crazy, and it has honestly just sparked a lot of internal thoughts and reflections, and I've just had so much thoughts revolving the topic that have like overpoured into having so many conversations with friends about turning 25 and how people felt when they turned 25. And yeah, so I thought I would just share it all today and kind of get into, yeah, everything around the birthday, as well as it just kind of turned into this idea of why are we so panicked to get through our 20s? Why are we all so stressed? What are we doing? So without any more rambling, let's just get into it. Let's just talk, you guys. So the panic of our 20s. You know what I'm talking about. The panic, like, why does it feel like everybody's panicked to find their soulmate and get married, you know, to figure out their career path, to figure out a direction, to figure out a purpose, to be constantly in their quote peak. Like, I feel like everyone's rushing to find our peak when what's the rush, you know? You know, what does that even mean? But the stress and panic to literally have it all together and set up as young as possible is so real, and the panic to be incredibly successful by an incredibly young age is so real. And I feel like it's such a big conversation, and I feel like especially in today's society when we have so many things influencing us and pushing us towards, like, to get deeper into the mindset of why am I not incredibly successful and quote have it all together by now. I should be, I'm in my 20s, but that's just not the case. I feel like it's this like unspoken feeling that we all have, but sometimes it can be scary to talk about in case the person on the other end like doesn't relate, and in result thinks we're just like a mess that doesn't have it together, or like an irresponsible child or something. I don't know, it's just, it can come with a lot of vulnerability. I think talking about the stresses and pressures that come along with every birthday in your 20s, and 25 is one of those specific ages in our 20s that I think a lot of people put timelines and deadlines on what they want to accomplish. You know, by the time I'm 25, I'll be married to my soulmate, starting to create our own family. Well, My self-made business is flourishing and my multiple degrees are framed on the mantle. And oh yeah, I have a $1 million net worth. Like, how are we supposed to feel satisfied if that's what our expectations are? And that's what we're trying to accomplish, like, yesterday. You know what I mean? Now, if that's what I just said, if that's all true for you, that's amazing. But if me just saying that stressed you out, same. Girl, same. I don't know about you, but when I was, say, like 15 or a young teenager, that is exactly where and what I thought my life would look like at 25. And isn't that crazy? Like, you just think you're gonna be this certain person at a certain age, and it's just once you get there, it's so far, or maybe it's true for you, but it can be so far from that picture, right? But I feel like it's because I think at a young age, you don't really know how old 25 is. Like, there's just no concept. 25 feels like so far away that it feels like it's basically like 50. You know what I mean? So I think that, mixed with the extreme society pressures that influence us daily, give us an almost warped sense of reality when it comes to, you know, milestones such as 25 or even 30. There feels like this, like, warped sense of reality on what 25 is actually supposed to look like. I don't know if that thought makes any sense to you guys, but hopefully you guys get what I'm saying. But circling back to me turning 25, a few weeks before my birthday, I was out for dinner with a couple girlfriends, and my one friend was checking in on me. It was seriously so sweet. It was so thoughtful and kind. But she goes, "So you're turning 25 soon. How are you feeling? Do you have an odd, you know, increased anxiety level, or are you feeling more stressed than usual, or feeling weirdly lost?" You know, asking me all these questions, kind of checking in. And I said, "No, not really. Like, why? Am I giving you those vibes? Like, what's going on here right now?" And she said, "I just want to prepare you, because if you feel any of those feelings in the next few weeks, it's just because you're turning 25 and it's completely normal, and I just want you to, like, work through those feelings, etc." I thought that was so kind, because she was just sharing from, you know, maybe a personal experience of 25 came with a lot of pressures and internal thoughts and reflections, and it can be difficult. It can be extremely difficult to reflect and it not meet your expectations almost. But I thought that was so sweet. And although those feelings never specifically came for me, but the next couple weeks, the more people I talked to, the more I got asked, "How are you feeling about turning 25? Are you doing okay? Like, what are you doing?" You know, people definitely started checking in on me more, which I so appreciate, especially all, like, my really close friends. And especially people that maybe turned 25 and nobody was asking them these questions, or nobody explained to them or prepared them for maybe the heightened level of stress or anxiety or the possible rabbit hole you can dig yourself into if you do feed into these thoughts. But regardless, it got me thinking about how I've been framing this birthday, this milestone, all of these conversations with multiple friends just got me thinking about things. You know, first things first, I want to say I personally have been glamorizing my 25th birthday for years, mostly because this year is my champagne birthday. I know, very exciting, very exciting. I turned 25 on the 25th. So when I thought about my birthday coming up, it was more it was like, this year is going to be the best year ever, no matter what, because it's my champagne birthday and it already feels so special. But yeah, so I kind of got caught up in, you know, how much champagne will I be drinking versus the what accomplishments do I have under my belt leading up to my birthday, if I'm being very honest. That's where my head was at, rather than being down to earth and grounded. But once I had this conversation with my friends and I started to have more and more, you know, it just, that one conversation catapulted into a lot of other conversations with friends. It got me thinking about not necessarily physical accomplishments, but honestly how I've grown into who I am, who I will be going into 25, I should say. You know, it got me thinking of what kind of person am I going into this new age? And this perspective made me think about, who am I growing into? What kind of person am I? How am I treating others in my life? Who am I as a partner? Who am I as a friend, as a daughter, you know, etc. And it was such an interesting perspective to take myself on, because when I reflect on maybe who I was at 18 to 20, your girl is not the same. Of course, I'm, you know, we are who we are as people, but I'm so happy to say that I've just grown so much going into 25, and I'm so proud of who I am going into this age, that I wasn't so much caught up on the physical, like I said, physical accomplishments that I may or may not have done yet. Now, don't get me wrong, I could easily have gone down the rabbit hole of, what do I have under my belt? What physical things do I have to show for myself at this, going into this next age, and where I'm at in my 20s? But I chose to go through the different perspective of, how have I grown throughout my 20s? Who was I when I entered my 20s, and where am I at now in my mid-20s? That still feels kind of weird to say. But I think a lot of us, when we're turning a milestone age, instantly go to, what do I have to show for myself? And what is it that I'm achieving? What's my purpose? How can I show someone my success? You know, do I own a house? Do I have a degree? Do I have a healthy bank account? Do I have a savings account? You know, have I reached an impressive level of life yet? And I feel like, you know, I'm specifically talking about these thoughts coming up when you're having a birthday, but it's also just, I feel like this is a very common, regular thought just in our 20s, you know, like when we think about, what am I doing? We usually go to, what do I have? You know, how am I doing? Am I successful? What do I have? And it's just, it's crazy. You know, like I said, how have I reached an impressive level of life yet? Because the more I have to show, the younger I am, the more impressive it is. It's like we're all on We're all on this like race to who can be the most successful young adult, when it's actually, you know, majority of the time, an internal made up race that is never ending and with no winner. Like, it's a race against ourselves and this made up version that we have, or this made up idea of what success looks like in our 20s. And it's just the simple fact that I always go back to is, your 20s are all over the place. You know, if you put 5 20-year-old, you know, 20-something girls in a room, the chances of them all being at the exact same spot in life are slim. They're slim. Now, it's nice because, you know, if we do all get in a room, oftentimes we can relate to one another, but it's not because we're doing the exact same thing, and it's not because we're finding success in the exact same thing. So why are we doing that to ourselves? Why are we creating this race of made up people with no winner, when if we just let go of some of that pressure, we will find success in our own terms? But it's crazy. I got a chance to meet up with one of my childhood friends a couple weeks ago. It was amazing. The feeling of meeting up with your childhood friend, like your first friend in life, in your adult years, is just so crazy and so special if you're blessed with still having them around. Regardless, we were talking about the fact that 20s and in our 20s is just crazy and everybody's all over the place. And I didn't really, you know too much about what she had going on. And before I got to our coffee date, I thought to myself, I was like, we're 25. She could be doing literally anything. I have no idea what she's got up to and where she's at in this current moment in her life. And frankly, you just cannot predict where any 20-something girl is at, because your 20s, you could be doing anything. And it was just really funny because it's just one of those things that, yeah, you cannot predict what someone is up to in their 20s, because one of us, it could be traveling the world and gaining experience that way. Another could be married and having kids. Another could be in their degree, you know, still in school, getting their degree in a master's program. Like, the list goes on. The possibilities are seriously endless. And I think that's what's so cool about this age. Now, I feel like I've kind of gone on a tangent here, but that's exactly why I wanted to start this whole space for us 20-something girls, is because we are all doing something so different, yet at the core, at the base of it all, we are still all just trying to figure it out too and have fun and, you know, connect with other like-minded individuals. And I think that's definitely one of the things that I go back to when I think about our 20-something girl space on here, is that it is so cool to have so many conversations with people we are just in completely different spots. We're doing completely different things. But it's cool that some topics we strongly relate to, and we all just get it. We get it, whatever it may be. But circling back to this never-ending race of, you know, how can I be successful at a, you know, impressive age? You know, how can we not have that pressure, whether it be subconscious or not, when things like Forbes 30 under 30 exist? Someone said that to me the other day, and I can't pull where I heard that, but someone said that to me the other day, and it's like, yes, like, how could we not feel this pressure to be impressive and successful and have all of these things under our belt, when that just feels like what society is feeding us? You know, how can we not feel the pressure to accomplish things at a young age, when it literally is glamorized and taken to the extreme everywhere we look? Now, it is such an accomplishment to be a driven, successful young adult. It is. But that can look different for every single person. You know, the way I find my drive and success in my, you know, in my 20s is just inevitably probably going to look different than how you find it, you know, how you view success and what you want for your life is going to look different than even me, you know, between the two of us. But now it's just, it feels like every time you go on Instagram or YouTube or TikTok, it's like, we see young people being so successful. We see the influencers that are, you know, have cracked the code and whatever that may be, found their niche, found their spot, and are thriving. I don't know about you guys, but I love watching, you know, influencers in the same age bracket as me who like live in New York in this crazy apartment and buy all these high fashion things, and they're always recommending their favorite products. It's like, it's unrealistic to a certain point, but it feels like, why aren't I there? Why am I not able to live in this crazy New York City apartment when someone my age that I watch and feel like I relate to can do it? You know, we're just, all of our media is filled with young, successful people. It's hard not to compare yourself to the people we see online and the people on the 30 under 30 list or whatever it may be. But just because you didn't cure an awful disease by the time you're 25 doesn't mean your life is going the wrong way or the wrong speed or you're out of time to do the things you want to do and do the things you want to accomplish. You know, if you haven't met your soulmate yet, that's okay. There's no pressure, there's no timeline, it's gonna happen when it's meant to happen. You know what I mean? Let's not define our success off of who we are and are not connected to. And it's so easy, and you know, some may say that's a disconnected perspective, you know, coming from me, but it's just so true. Another thing, I feel like, you know, just because you don't own a house by the time you're 25, maybe, it's okay. You're doing absolutely fine. The price of living right now is skyrocketed, or I should have said has skyrocketed. Like, it's insane to even be able to sustain a life and to be able to support yourself is an accomplishment in itself. I mean, like, it seems like every time I go to the grocery store, I'm spending minimum $50. Whether I come out with one thing or 10 things, it's like every time I'm at the grocery store, why am I minimum spending $50? What am I buying? That's a tangent. You know, myself, I thought I would be able to grocery shop like an adult by now, but I'm still working on it. And that's okay because I'm only 25 and I have my whole life to figure out the most efficient way to grocery shop for myself and my life. But you know, it's so easy to get caught up in the pressures and the stress and the panic of our 20s and the panic of, am I doing everything right? I feel like reframing that question into, do I feel good about what I am doing? What do I want to be doing? How do I get there? How do I get to that point? You know, taking steps in that direction rather than what am I missing? What don't I have? Etc. It's just all about reframing your perspective when you hit and go into a milestone, and not even necessarily go into, like I said, this does not pertain to only your 25th birthday, because these are very common feelings all throughout your 20s and possibly multiple times a year. Like, it's just a very natural, common phase that we all go through, and all of these thoughts I've been spilling out for the last, 25 minutes, they're all normal, and we shouldn't feel ashamed for feeling a little bit nervous and a little bit stressed in the years that we're all trying to figure it out, whatever that may look like. Someone said to me today on this topic, they said, it's like you feel so young yet kind of old at the same time. And it's like, how do I find the balance of, you know, taking steps to get my life in order and also taking advantage of these years. Everybody says your 20s are supposed to be like your prime time, the peak years, whatever. It's like, okay, well, I don't want to miss out on my prime, but I also want to, you know, settle down, maybe make some roots. How do I do both? Because they're very contradicting. Am I right? But yeah, I thought this was a great, very fitting topic to get into today. And I hope you guys have enjoyed it this far, because yeah, it's very real, and we all go through it, especially coming up on milestone birthdays. But we are all just trying to figure it out together. But I cannot believe, just on an ending note here, I cannot believe we are in October and officially entered spooky season. I don't know about you guys, but I'm not a spooky season girl. I'm 100% a fall girl. Fall is the prettiest season. You will not and cannot change my mind about that. But I'm not a spooky season girl. Okay? I'm not down to willingly scare myself and freak myself out. I prefer to actively avoid those feelings. So that's where I'm at with spooky season. But I will say I've been going to HomeSense a lot recently, and the little cute mugs with the cute ghosts and a cute spooky season, maybe, but I straight up boycotted Halloween for majority of my youth. That is a conversation for another day, but I just have never, it's just, yeah, Halloween is just not in me. But it's crazy, it's October. I know I kind of went silent on you guys in September. It was just a little bit of a busy month, and quite frankly, I was like, I don't know what I want to say yet. But I'm back, I'm feeling chatty, and I can't wait to kick off October. There's lots of exciting things happening. I've been, you know, maybe a little bit silent on the podcast here for September, but don't think I'm not brewing up some ideas and just thoughts going into October, because there is going to be a lot on the go, and I'm excited. There is going to be, I don't want to share too much, but exciting, just things on the go. If you're following 20 something girl podcast on Instagram, that is the place I update most, or at least try my best to. And yeah, with that being said, I think I'm going to wrap up this episode. Thank you so much for listening and always just being here and supporting the 20 something girl space we are creating together. If you want to continue the conversation about the panic of our 20s, please feel free. I'm always down to chat in the DMs. You know, I have even more to say about this topic and could go on more rants and rambles. So please feel free to, if this sparked any thought or any point you want to share, let's chat. I'm always, always open. But yeah, I always try and keep the Instagram page in the know of what I got going on, where I'll be at, and yeah. But like I said, thank you so much for listening. We are going to find success and get through our 20s together, my friends. Okay, I'm rambling. Let's wrap it up. Thank you guys. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye guys.